Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting second. The first baseman, Luke Appling. Batting third. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Johnny Ostrowski. Batting seventh. The catcher, Phil Massey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill White. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill White. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The left fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting third. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Gene Markland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Brissy. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lou Brissy. And now, play ball. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Appling for the out. Busby moves to second. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallow. Michaels reaches second base with a double. Busby scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski takes first base on ball four. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brissy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Appling scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lehner for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Markland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Markland reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. the Athletics will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a pop-up towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Markland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Busby bunts towards third. Dillinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Busby. The throw from Tipton and he is out, Juiced applying the tag. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Michaels is hit by the pitch. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-1 in the game. Zerniel takes first base on ball 4. Michaels moves to second. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Majeski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Brissy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brissy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-1 in the game. Lehner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vallo takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. Fain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vallo moves to third. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Dillinger hits a line drive into right field. Ostrowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Ostrowski takes first base on ball 4. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0-for-1 in the game. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Markland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ostrowski moves to second. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. Ostrowski moves to third. Carrasquel moves to second. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Markland fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ostrowski scores. Carrasquel scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Busby. The throw from Tipton and he is out, Juiced applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Markland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markland is 0-for-1 in the game. Markland hits a fly ball into right field. Ostrowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tipton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zernial. Tipton reaches second base with a double. Chapman moves to third. Lou Brissy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brissy is 0-for-1 in the game. Brissy hits a fly ball into right field. Ostrowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Chapman scores. Tipton moves to third. Two outs. It's White Sox, 3, Athletics, 3. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a fly ball into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Markland reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger juggles the ball. That's an error on Dillinger. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Zernial hits a line drive into left field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Majeski hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Leaner hits a fly ball into right field. Ostrowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Appling scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vallow for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Dillinger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Ostrowski hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0-for-2 in the game. Massey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brissy fields it and throws to first for the out. Carrasquel moves to second. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Brissy covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gene Markland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markland is 0-for-2 in the game. Markland bunts in front of the plate. Massey fields it and throws to first for the out. Chapman moves to second. One out. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Tipton hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Chapman moves to third. Two outs. Lou Brissy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brissy is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Brissy hits a line drive towards short. Carrasquel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman who is chasing the ball. Appling reaches third base with a triple. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Zerniel takes first base on ball 4. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. Appling scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, White Sox. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ostrowski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Majeski moves to second. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Massey hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Filley now playing right field. Johnny Ostrowski now playing left field. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Appling scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lehner for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White bunts and there's an error on the play. Carrasquel moves to second. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Busby bunts towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. Carrasquel moves to third. White moves to second. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Michaels hits a line drive into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8. With the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Appling scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fain for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Chapman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Filley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Filley hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, White Sox. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, he's got 1 RBI. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ostrowski is hit by the pitch. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Massey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Leaner. Massey reaches second base with a double. Ostrowski moves to third. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ostrowski scores. Two outs. It's 7-3, White Sox. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Busby hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Markland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markland is 0 for 2 in the game. Markland hits a line drive into left field. Ostrowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Tipton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Wellman pinch hits for Lou Brissy. Bob Wellman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tipton moves to second. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Michaels catches it and throws to first to double up Wellman. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.